Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the Senior Community Manager for Guthrie County Relay for Life, Kim Durst. We're going to be talking about a big event coming up next week in Guthrie County, as well as that Relay for Life happens every year. It's coming around again in a few short months. So, Kim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, James.
Yeah, so first of all, let's talk about that big event coming out. It's Pink Out Week in Guthrie County. So what is Relay for Life doing to celebrate that and to bring awareness around the county?
Well, I am a senior community manager for Relay for Life, but I also work with the schools for Coaches versus Cancer events. And so next week is kind of an exciting week for Guthrie County. We are going to be hosting three Coaches versus Cancer Pink Outs. Our first two pink outs are going to be on Tuesday, January 16th. West Central Valley is hosting ACGC High School for a basketball pink out, as well as the ACGC High School wrestling team is going to be having a pink out at the ACGC High School. So lots going on Tuesday, January 16th. And then on Friday, January 19th, Panorama is going to be hosting ACGC High School for a basketball pink out. So the schools are really getting involved and joining us in this fight against cancer. It's an awesome opportunity for our students and schools and families to all get involved and show their support for cancer survivors in Guthrie County.
Fantastic. And I know you guys do a couple of different things during those types of events, particularly receiving free will donations during what I consider to be an interesting campaign. I think it's the 47-second campaign. Are you going to be doing something similar to that during these Pink Out events?
Yes. At each of the events, we're going to be doing now what we call the Minute of Hope. So we take 1 minute and put it on the clock, and the cheerleaders go through the crowd and we see how much we can raise in 1 minute to get us one step closer to ending the pain and suffering of cancer. So we will be doing that at one of the half times between the girls or boys games, as well as at the wrestling meet.
Excellent. And as well, those are ACGC games, so KKRF2 and the Raccoon Valley Radio Network will be calling those games, and I'll be sure to make sure to point out you guys as you're doing those types of activities during the halftime so we can get the awareness out. Any other events coming up before the big Relay for Life, maybe down the road in the next couple of months that you want people to mark on their calendar?
Yeah, we are going to be hosting a St. Patrick's Day bowling tournament again this year on Friday, March 16th at the Incredible. And with that St. Patrick's Day bowling tournament, we're also going to be having our kickoff. So anyone that's interested in learning more about Relay, you know, wanting to be maybe a part of the committee, wanting to be a team, wanting to even learn more about how they can help the day of the event, there'll be great information there. More information is going to come out here in the next month on being able to sign up as a team. We're going to be bowling at 3, 6, and 9 p.m. on that day, so it should be a great time. One other thing I want to share is our survivor celebration that we host in the spring, and I just wanted survivors to put this on their calendar. It's going to be Wednesday, April 18th at the Guthrie County Hospital Sneakers Cafe, and this is where we bring survivors together just to show each other support. We have wonderful food that's provided by Guthrie County Hospital, entertainment, as well as information for our cancer survivors on services and a program available to them. So lots of great information there on that.
Fantastic. And you mentioned the Relay. It's coming up in June, and you have a few more details for us. Why don't you share with us what is to come in the next few months?
We have some exciting news for the 2018 Relay for Life. We are going to be having our event at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds and Event Center this year. We're working out the details, but it should be a great evening. We're going to be starting it like we normally do with a meal from 5 to 7 with opening ceremonies at 6, having obviously our pie auction, cakewalk, family activities, and then we're going to be having a concert following in the grandstands there. So be watching for more details.
Absolutely. You know, I will be watching for sure. It sounds like a fabulous event. I can't wait for it to roll around, especially when we get through this cold weather here down in Iowa. Speaking of the cold weather and the new year, we make some New Year's resolutions, and a lot of times we're not so successful on those New Year's resolutions, but we want to make sure we be successful on ones that involve something as important as awareness for cancer survivors and patients currently undergoing those cancer treatments at this moment. What is a good New Year's resolution for those who are blessed and fortunate enough like me who don't have to deal with cancer on a daily basis to help out those that do?
you know, one thing that we all want to do is find a way that fits in with our schedule and our life is to how to give back to others here in our community. And being a part of the Relay for Life and being on the committee and raising not only funds but cancer awareness and sharing the information of the programs that are available and services for our cancer survivors and their caregivers. And it's just a great way to give back. And if you know someone that has cancer, reach out to them. Take them a meal. Go and just visit at a time when maybe it's good for them. But make sure you touch base with them first, because when they're going through treatments, it can be hard and they can be tired or not feeling the best. So make sure you reach out to them first and find a time that's good for them. Send them a note. Send them words of encouragement. If you're able to, offer them a ride to their treatments. But there's so many ways that might seem little, but means a lot to a cancer survivor. I know it did when my mom was going through cancer, and the wonderful friends and family that supported her. So those are just a few things to think about in the new year and ways to give back those that are going through cancer.
Absolutely. All great things to look at here in the new year. And Kim, anything else you want to mention about Guthrie County Relay for Life?
You know what? We're just really excited for 2018. Our committee truly looks forward to being a part of supporting the survivors here in Guthrie County. And we just thank everyone who continues to be a part, whether you're a team or a sponsor or a volunteer, or you just attend the relay. It all is a wonderful way to show you care.
Fantastic. Once again, that's the Senior Community Manager for Guthrie County Relay for Life, Kim Durst, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.